How y'all doing today? And welcome back to the High Brother, High Sister podcast.
Hi. Hi, brother.
Why are you so sweaty?
I ran over here.
Yes, I ran over here. Yes, I know.
It was 5 miles.
Yes.
And when you called me, that I had hit my wall and I was walking. I would have been over here probably 10 minutes sooner, but I walked the entire, like after that. It was like the last 3/4 of a mile.
Yeah, I know. You walked around in a circle because you had 0.15 miles to get.
I
you
wanted
walked
to
around in a circle and walked up the block a little bit.
I wanted to hit my 5 mile mark. How can I end at 4.86? No, you're almost there.
You're going to walk back home anyways. I'm not giving you a ride. Screw this.
That's so sad.
Because you look gross. Look at you.
I'm sweating.
I don't want that in my truck. That's disgusting.
Well, by an hour and a half, I should not be sweating anymore.
No, it's still there. It's still there.
I can get it. There we go.
I'm going to stick it in my seats. It's a long walk. Long walk or even long run. I know some people run longer than that, but still.
Well, I'm thinking of training for a half marathon again.
You gonna train for a half marathon?
I've already done one.
You've already done one? A half marathon.
15 miles. Yep.
Is that running? Walking? What are you doing?
Running.
Running?
Well, like.
Get a jog.
Well, it's a jog. Yeah. I did it. I did it like years ago, probably like 5 years ago. Now I'm a better runner, so I would do better. Yeah. So I'm thinking of doing another half marathon, maybe even first half marathon, then do a full marathon.
Uh-oh.
It's not that hard. I mean, just got to train every weekend and add on like a couple of miles every weekend. So we'll see. And I'm kind of stuck in my Camelback. I can't take my Camelback off.
I don't know how. I mean, you look greasy as hell. That's just slide right off.
No.
You wipe yourself down with that towel for like already like a minute and a half and you're still greasy.
I can't take this middle part off that goes over my chest. This is what's stuck.
Yeah, just unsnap it.
I can't. I'm telling you. It's stuck. It's stuck. I'm going to be stuck in this. I'm going to have to cut it off.
Yeah, cut it off.
But then how am I going to walk home?
There you go.
Oh, I can go over my head.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Not too
Here,
hard.
Hold the microphone.
Yes, I'll hold it for
I
you.
I got it.
Yeah. Other ways around it.
Look at you. So smart. Okay. Oh, probably couldn't hear me.
I don't know. It hurts your mind. It's all good.
Oh, my gosh. It's fucking hot. Anyway, well, and it's humid over here. There is no wind.
No, it's not
but,
too bad.
You know, it wasn't too bad. The sun wasn't out. It was cloudy. It was windy. It wasn't too bad.
I felt a cool breeze coming earlier. I was like, oh, not too bad.
Yeah.
Hopefully fall comes a little bit early. Early September. It'd be nice. It's
supposed to rain tomorrow.
It's supposed to rain?
Well, 40% chance.
You never know. I might just pour real quick and then they're done.
Yeah, but not
here.
That's
how it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it when it happens around here. Other things get water. We do need water around here at the same time. Like the creeks,
yeah.
Lakes, everything
no,
is water.
No, we've had too much stuff go on. I think we need a break
from
any flooding and rain.
Their area, I understand that part.
Yes.
But our area, we kind of
okay,
need
yes,
some water.
Our area.
We need some water.
I would say God can give people a break. You know, give other places a break. Give us water. Yes. But anyways.
I guess hurricane season's coming up pretty soon.
I know. Now it's probably not the time to go on a cruise.
Well, it should be too far out, depending on where it's at. It should be all right.
Maybe if you go just to, what is it? Like Mexico.
Well, I mean, you still got to watch the hurricane. So.
I literally just said watch the hurricane.
Yeah, I know. You got to watch it.
On the cruise. And you said, well, it depends on how far you go.
Oh, yeah, it depends how far you're going, where you're going at. Like, it's, the way it spins and everything. Oh, we're not getting into this. All right.
I'm like so sorry. Okay, so anyways, how's your week going? You know what? Really quick, I realize I say anyways too much. So I'm going to work on that.
You're working on it?
I'm going to work on trying not to say anyways.
I wish I had a bell so I could ring it every time you say it.
I should say the same for you. You say it a lot.
No, I don't.
You must not listen back.
I don't have to. I know it's gold, so I don't have to.
How's your week going?
All right, not too bad. Just chilling.
You were off today. What'd you do?
Nothing. Go get a haircut.
You got a haircut?
Yeah. Went to get some Chinese food.
Okay.
That was it.
Did you do your beard?
Pick up the kids, everything. Yeah. Everything got on there.
Okay. Looks good. Looks good. I don't see so much gray.
I mean,
your beard is all gray, but
it's not all gray. It's peppered.
A sprinkle of pepper. All salt. All salt.
Doing a little too much there. Doing a little too much there. What about you?
Not a whole lot, honestly. Just work and then getting back into the groove of school. Oh, yeah. Waking up early.
What do you mean? It's easy for me. I know my schedule no matter what. I make my own work schedule, and yet still at the same time.
Do you take the kids to school?
I still have to deal with this type of schedule.
But yes. do you take the kids to school every day?
Yes.
I just don't like waking up early.
Oh, no. Probably more like.
I take the kids every day, and yeah, I don't go into work till 10:30. So, yes, I have time, but I just.
No, I want to say.
I don't like to wake up early. I'm not an early bird.
I want to say at least 60% of the time I take them to school.
Okay.
And then I pick them up about 30% of the time because of my schedule sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But
see, I do like 99% of the drop off unless I can't for whatever reason, like vacation or I'm not here. But other than that, I do the drop off every morning, and then I don't do a whole lot of the pickup because of my schedule. So, yeah.
It sucks.
But everything else, yeah, I do everything else.
Picking them up sucks. It's the worst thing in the fucking world. No matter what.
Why?
What do you mean? A long line. No matter what time you get there, you can think like, oh,
well,
they're gonna get mad at me because like I showed up late, and no, there's still a long line.
Well, Z school, there's only 300 and something kids throughout the entire school. That's it. And her school, you have to stay in the line, and it moves pretty quick. There's only 2 kindergarten classes, 2 first grade, 2 second grade. It's a very small school. So the line's pretty quick. And well, with X, hopefully he'll be getting his license. He got the certificate and everything. So now I just have to schedule that. And so hopefully within the next month, he'll be driving. So I don't have to worry about that. But other than that.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it is.
A short time.
It is nice.
You see that or get down and walk. Which I don't mind the walk, but it's hot as fuck sometimes. It is hot as fuck.
Yeah, we don't do that. No. But so I have some facts for you. I always have to fact check you.
Okay.
So I know the last time we spoke about different cats, cougars, and panthers. And so people were probably screaming at us like, she's so stupid. Oh my gosh. And things like that. Like, they're not the same. So I'm just going to read to you. So you were right. If that's something you'd like to hear. You were right.
Yeah.
Do you remember the conversation?
Yeah, about the biggest cat in North America.
What?
The biggest cat in North America, right? We're talking about the cougar, the puma, the...
Yes, but I didn't know it was the biggest cat in North America.
It is the only biggest
cat I know, but that's not what you
said
last
week. Well, unless the jaguar comes into play.
You never even... Okay, that's not what you said last week.
But,
last
I mean, week we were the jaguar's only been seen in Arizona.
Last week... Hi. I ran here, so I'm...
You ran over here?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was like 5 minutes of the podcast already.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're going to run now next time to her house?
That's what I said.
Fuck that.
Thank you for that content.
No.
Thank you.
She
yes.
took the, no, the
Thank
thing
you
is,
for
no,
that.
No, no,
Thank
no.
you
she
for
took
that.
The long way. She took the long way.
Okay.
You, first of all, you need to start.
Ooh.
All right. Then you can decide what you
all right. Have. All right. Well, once the temperature goes down, I'll make it to your house. I'll walk over there. We'll do a podcast from there.
You're going to walk?
Yeah, or run or whatever, jog.
I mean, you used to walk all the time from your mom to the gas station.
You can walk whatever.
That wasn't that far.
But still, though, every day.
But that's a neighborhood. Ooh. That was a sidewalk.
I don't even know sidewalk. A pair of tennis shoes or boots and just walking through there. It's not hard.
Okay.
Probably someone picked me up too at the same time. Like, bro, where are you going? No, I'm chilling. Go to my sister's house. She thought I couldn't make it over here.
All right, guys. Hey, sorry. We had to take a little break. We had my sister-in-law pop in. And she was surprised that I ran over here.
No, there's some parts that we need to
what
add in there. That were
what?
Kind of funny.
What were funny? What?
Some of the parts.
But anyways, she said that how come you don't run over there? Because you were complaining about me.
I said I'm going to walk over there next time. And I'm going to go the right route. So okay. I don't have to take that long to get here.
I cannot. I have to go the way I went. It's dangerous if I go a different direction.
God.
Okay, see? Almost said that word. All right, so back to what we were talking about. You were correct. So I'm just going to read it to you, okay? Yes, cougars and panthers are the same animal. The term panther is often used as a general name for a cougar, also known as a puma or mountain lion, when it's a black individual.
Yes.
So
wow,
a black.
You said black like that. That was, wow.
That's what it says.
You
Google.
Said, the way you said black, though.
So a black panther is usually a melanistic. What is that word? I'm usually a good reader. Melanistic. What is that word?
Melanistic.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah, you're almost close. Melanistic. Somewhere in that range.
I'm close. You said the same thing I did.
Yeah, I know.
So then you're close too.
I'll probably say it better though.
Okay.
But anyways.
Melanistic leopard or jaguar, not a cougar. The name panther is also sometimes used informally for cougars, especially in Florida, where the Florida panther is a subspecies of cougar. So you are kind of right.
No, I wasn't kind of right. I am right. Anyways, did you get that from encyclopedia? I mean, where the hell did you get that from?
Google. Google gave it to me.
That's been encyclopedias for like forever.
Okay. When was the last time an encyclopedia?
See?
I can't even say that word. What? See?
Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
Yeah. You know what that is?
Yes, I know what that is.
Just one.
When was the last time that there's been one around? Next time I'm going to just go to there. Uh-huh. I'm going to go to the library. I'm going to look up.
There you go.
Okay.
That's one research.
Ah, see? Yeah. Okay. Now remember.
I bet you it's in there too at the same time. I wouldn't be surprised if it is. If it's not, all right.
What's in there?
That whole entire thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe.
Like
so
old,
then why
like,
do I
like,
need to?
Like
why do I need
old
to?
One too, like from like 19, like 90 something.
Are you done?
No.
Okay. Then we brought up bears. Remember?
Yeah, what about bears?
Okay.
We're not fighting bears. No one's fighting a bear.
No, no one said fighting a bear. I had brought up bears. I said, well, then all bears are the same. Grizzly bears, black bears, whatever.
Oh, same thing with the cats. I won, right?
No.
What?
All bears are not the same species. There
I didn't
are...
say they were the same species. I said there were different bears. Black bears, brown bears. There's a whole thing for Alaska bears.
There are 8 recognized
species
of bears,
polar bears
classified into 3 subfamilies within the family. Include Asiatic black bears, brown bears, giant pandas, polar bears, sloth bears. Is a sloth called a bear?
There's
sloth
one.
Sloth bear?
Sloth bear. I think that's like the...
It's not a sloth?
I think that's the sun bear. The one that like can get up and like... He like makes himself like massive. Like when a tiger tries to attack him. Like, you'll fucking, like,
sloth
he'll make himself
bear.
Bigger. Yeah.
I'm going to have to look
it's
at
it's probably
that.
Like in India or something like that. Some Asian
sure.
country.
Spectacled bear and sun bears.
Oh, it's sun bear. That's the one I was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember you talking about that, but okay. So, brown bears include
okay,
grizzly bears.
I wasn't
bears
talking about those.
Across...
I was more, like, talking about those bears, like, here, like, in America.
Black bears found in North America and Asia. That's about it. You only get the black bear.
What do you mean? No, I don't. You get the grizzly bear, the brown bear.
Oh, includes grizzly. Yes.
Brown? Yeah, grizzly and brown are pretty much the same.
Brown
bear.
Yeah. Yes, includes
and polar bear.
Grizzly bears. Polar bears, largest bear species found in the Arctic. See? You get brown bear and black bear.
No, they can be found in Alaska. I'm pretty sure they can like make it on a piece of ice to like Alaska. Yes.
You
I'm
think they're
sure.
just going to float on a piece
yeah, they
of
can.
Ice?
They do that all the time.
You think, really? And they have no control of where it's going. What happens if there's a waterfall? They're just kind of...
They'll swim back. They can swim.
You don't think they would die in a waterfall?
Well. What in a waterfall?
Well, you're saying a polar bear is going to float
on
a piece of
ice.
Ice,
yeah, which is in the sea.
I understand that. But they're just going to float to another...
No, they're going to float to where they can see some food. If they don't see no food, then...
And then you're on the thing.
They can also float to Alaska because, like...
That's what I'm trying to...
Polar bears are in the Russian region. So, Russia's not too far from Alaska.
I don't know where Arctic is. Where is
that? Oh, okay, see.
I am not the best.
Fact check that one too at the same time.
I will. Next time. Look, there's a pen right here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Arctic. Okay, polar bear.
I win that one.
No.
Yes.
Not yet.
Yes.
I have to fact check. Hold on. Your pen doesn't work either. Your lighter didn't work the first time, and now your pen doesn't work.
Doesn't matter. I win
My
that
notes
one.
Are going to be float to Alaska on ice? Question mark.
It's only like, it's not that far.
A big
piece of ice?
That's crazy.
A polar bear can.
Float to Alaska.
On a piece of ice?
On ice? Question
From
mark.
Russia.
Oh, where? This is the other one. Where is the Arctic?
God.
Oh, I'm sure people don't care about this, but I only wanted to bring it up because you were right, and I'm pretty sure people were yelling at their radio. Yelling at me because I was wrong and she's dumb and whatever.
So
you
cares?
Were right. I'm just
Actually,
saying.
We should take those comments to the same time and be like, hey, you know what? You were right, blah, blah, blah. We fucked up. We're not going to be fact checking each other. We're going to say stupid shit every once in a while. And if we want to fact check, we fact check. You can fact check us too. Who
yes,
cares?
But I don't
Who
want,
cares?
Yes, but I don't want people to think, oh, she doesn't listen to him and she thinks she knows it all. No, I am humble.
I know you don't know it all. So, anyways, where we at?
Oh,
what's
see?
The next one?
You said it. Ding every single time.
All right, where we at?
Okay, so what do
fact
you have going
on? Fact checking.
Oh, well, fact. I was going to fact check you tomorrow and then come back with an update.
I thought you had more than that. Look at this big list that you work on.
I didn't read it all. I just copied and pasted.
Giant panda native to China. Wow, you really did this.
I copied and pasted. It's scrap paper.
It's scrap paper. Oh, wow. That's terrible.
What?
Scrap paper.
I'm recycling. What is so wrong with that? Recycling? What's so wrong? I don't like to waste paper. And I didn't type it out. I copied and pasted the entire thing.
Hey, are you going to get a Z Labubus? She wants them.
She has two. Mom bought her two. Bought her the little keychains, the ones that you wear. Next thing you know, you're going to have a little cat tail.
No, that's stupid.
And some cat ears.
No, that's stupid. These are just cool. I like to wear them.
Well, okay. So what's the whole origin of them? Aren't they? I hear they're like a new troll. Remember the trolls they had the little.
They've been around for a long time.
But where do they come from, and why all of a sudden are they here?
This might be like the newer like Beanie Baby type shit. I mean, I don't know. Or some other collective thing. Beanie Babies like the most, but like actually these are cooler than Beanie Babies. They're kind of cool. I like to get them for my daughter. They like them. If I can get them, I can get them.
Well, yeah.
I try.
Of course.
And I'm like, here you go.
I don't know. They scare me. Their smiles are like, I don't know, scary.
No, they're not.
Their smiles? They look like the Joker.
I'm trying to get the big one. Like the big one, like
that's,
like that big.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Kind of. I want to see if it has a demon in it. It'd be kind of cool.
Well, I see. And y'all don't believe me. I told you that they were demonic.
They're not demonic.
Well, go ahead and get the big one. You let me know how that works for you.
Oh, she borrowed it so you can sleep.
No. That's going to go outside.
Why?
It's not going to my house. It's scary. Not a big one.
She said no. She said no, but I'm gonna figure it out where I get
you. Oh, my gosh. You better not. I'd be, like, terrified. Terrified.
Not but because of that. Just because.
You can give me a Rainbow Bright.
Rainbow Bright?
Oh, Care Bears. Yeah. I'll take one of those.
I don't have to have those. To check it out.
Well, if you don't, can someone send me one?
Figure it out.
We need to get a P.O. box.
Yeah, I need a P.O. box. Need a
Instagram.
I'm working on that. Instagram. I'm working
on a new mask.
You get a new mask?
So I think if we can take a picture, I think it's a cool one. It doesn't have cat ears and it's not an animal, but it's not just one solid color. I can't just do that.
Why did you mention cat ears and blah, blah, blah?
Because I wanted a cute one. And you got, and it's not like you're wearing, I'm not asking you I'm not asking for you to match with me.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
God, no.
You know, there's a whole bunch of different kinds. I kind of want to wear a different one every single time. If we were to do a YouTube or just video, I would wear a different one every single time. There are some really funny ones out there.
Yeah, there are, but I think I'll stick to my...
No, you can. But I'm like a jokester. I like to...
You're a jokester?
Am I not?
All right, she made me laugh.
What is so funny?
Different ones?
Yeah. They have some that they look like, I don't know, just animals, or they have like ugly faces, like that big smile with those like teeth. Could do that.
Can. Yeah.
But you
can make your own two at the same time.
Huh?
You make them yourself two at the same time.
Like, I don't know how to sew.
No. What do you mean sew? You don't have to sew. You just print it on there. Buy a printer. Print some stuff.
You make your own. You're going to make your own face mask? A ski mask?
No, I already have them.
So how are you going to make? How do you make that? How do you do that?
I bought them.
Uh-huh.
And they're pretty cool.
But did you get them custom made? What I'm saying is, did you send a picture off? So how did you do it? With a Cricut?
No. What is it? Well, Cricut? What the hell is Cricut?
How are you? How did you make your mask? That's what I'm trying to ask you.
What do you mean? The one I showed you on the...
You said you made your own mask.
No, I didn't make my own mask. Never said that.
What did you
say?
You were
talking about you making your own mask.
Yes. And then what did you say? You said something about printing it.
Printing like... Oh my God.
What did you say? I don't remember.
Look, I have my two masks, and I'm fine with my two masks. There we go. Bet. Got it. Going back to you printing out your multiple masks, and I'm just going to stick with my two.
That's what I'm trying to ask you. How am I going to make my own mask?
You can.
Again, how?
I don't know. Buying from China. A whole bunch of, like, ski masks and then draw on them and do a bunch of shit to them.
I am not an artistic person. I am not. I can't even color in the lines. You color way prettier than I do. You color and write like a girl. No, I was always jealous of your coloring and your writing. Your cursive. I cannot color like you.
Just give it to the kids and have them paint it.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to do my own thing. I'm not going to listen to
you. You never know. That may be actually kind of cool, like, on your ski mask. Like, they have,
so
like,
then do it on yours.
No, I'm keeping mine, too.
Well, then why are you going to do it on mine?
Because you want to have multiple ones. You said it.
I did, but I'm going to choose. I'm not trying to look stupid.
You're not going to look stupid.
I mean, I do want to look stupid. No, I don't want kids to draw on it.
What do you mean?
Then they can draw on yours. You can have your kids do yours.
Okay.
And you let me know how it works out it looks.
I will buy the ski mask that I like, that I always carry with me. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't say carry because, I mean.
I would say buy a cheap one, let them try it out, and then see what it looks like. And then go and buy a brand that you like.
I
want to
buy a cheap one. I already have them. They can just do it. And I just buy two more.
Well, what I'm saying is, because what happens if yours is Nike? Sure, right? Probably.
Of course.
Okay.
What would it not be?
Okay. So they're not cheap. So buy a cheap one.
Yeah, just like 20 bucks, 30 bucks. Oh. I mean.
Yeah, but if what happens doesn't work out, and then you're just going to throw it away.
You know what happens? When you try to buy them? From like places, like only certain places have them, like Dick's, maybe like Academy, all kept in glass cases. They used to be out there, and you used to be able to like just pick them up and just like take them. No, everything's in glass cases now. So people would be stealing them.
Is it like just a box? Small box? Mm-hmm. Oh, well then I can see how that'd be easy to steal.
Yeah.
Didn't you used to steal stuff?
No, I won't steal something kidding. Like that. I mean, I did back in the day, but no, I'm not stealing that though.
I know you weren't feeling that. Now. I'm just
like, what the fuck?
No. I know.
I got money. I can. I know buy
that.
It.
So then, who do you think is stealing that? People who can't afford it. So now you're looking down upon people that you used to do the
you
same
know what?
Thing.
Trying to turn it on me now.
What?
Not happening. Not happening. What? Not happening. No. No. I'm just saying. Everyone steals them. They are pretty cool. Masks.
I've never stolen. That's one thing I can say. I've never stolen, and I've never skipped school. I would show up late.
You've never stolen, but, like. A candy bar or a piece of candy or a piece of cookie or not that or
no.
Try to hide anything.
No.
You're such a liar.
I swear to you. I didn't. Like,
not
I don't
even
think...
in cafeteria at school.
No. I would feel so bad. The cookies were 25 cents. I had 25 cents.
So did I, but if I could just...
No. That finesse. I didn't do. I didn't do that and I didn't skip. See, I was pretty good in school. Oh, and by the way, our sister was listening to our podcast, and she texted me and she said, wow, I've never been arrested or suspended or in ISS or detained. I was like, how did that happen? I told her.
Well, I guess good for her. Don't know anything about that. Don't
want
to do that. Just leave it alone. Actually, nowadays, like, you don't have to worry about that so much.
No.
No, fuck no.
No.
You pull over weed. I mean, they look at you like, what do you got on you, bro? I don't know. I got like an eighth or a fucking quad. Just get the fuck out of here. Go home.
Yeah.
Go home.
Yeah. I don't care either. I'm like, whatever.
Doesn't matter. I mean, drinking and driving, different story.
That's different. Yes. But
if you're fucking wasted.
Yes.
And you're fucking being stupid out there, like, yeah.
Yes. That's different. Obviously, that's completely different. But. I mean, like the weed part, they don't care anymore. It's not a big deal.
Nobody cares.
And I'm sure people are like, how do y'all even get it? Isn't it illegal in Texas? We know people.
I guess so. I know more than you, but anyways, being a conservative.
So rude.
Which kind of gives me over on this because like if anyone ever got back to me about this, it'd be like, he's conservative, but yet he smokes weed. But yeah, I do. Smoke weed and drink beer. Who cares?
We don't need to know that you're conservative.
No, just get it out there.
Yeah, but that's where we don't agree. That's why we're not talking politics.
Yeah, that's why we don't talk politics. Because, you know, you're going to lose and I'm going to win.
Okay. I'm going to let you believe that. Because I think, you know, I would destroy you in any argument.
All right, here we go. But... we're going to end this one here. We're done with that. Anyways.
You said it again. We're going to keep count. Ding.
Who cares?
Who cares? Oh, okay. So we had a party last weekend, and then we had some friends. Y'all had friends come over. We weren't able to make it.
Well, that's fine. It was cool.
Did y'all stay up late?
Nah, that's late.
I figured because you had to work the next day.
Yeah, maybe at work. So make sure I get my at least 6 hours of sleep. At least six, no matter what.
Every day or just for work?
For work.
And then what if you're not working? You're like, you don't care. You know, no. I mean, you know, you have to sleep in.
And like,
because you take the kids to school and then you come back home and go to sleep.
Well, that kind of depends. That kind of depends. Because like, I can go fishing.
Where
And like stay up to like 2 a.m. in the morning and then be up at like 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah,
so but for work too, same thing with work. But I try not to do that because like, I'm not going to fucking.
Well, work is different because you have to be like awake versus on vacation or fishing or whatever. That's different.
No, I can still do that, but I choose not to. Like I choose to be, good. Like, nah, there's no reason for me to do that. No reason at all. So therefore, you know, when it comes to fishing and stuff like that, Even if we do stay up to like 5 in the morning and be like, all right, we got to wait for 6. I'll be like, all right, man, let me go take a shower. We're good to go.
We talked about our trip to the coast in October. So it looks like we're going to do that. Yay. That's exciting. So we're looking for houses. It's going to be a.
Yes. Hoping so.
It's going to be
hoping
fun.
Everyone goes, you know, it'd be a good time.
Yeah.
It'd be a great time, actually. Great time. I mean, you know, try to get out there, do some things, just hang out.
Gosh.
Hopefully do a podcast from there too at the same time.
Did you ever buy the other microphones?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they're coming in with my Labubus.
You're such a liar.
They're coming in with my Labubus.
When?
They're coming in from China with my Labubus.
When?
What do you mean?
Why do you have to keep saying China?
Because they're coming from with my Labubus. I got them.
All you have to do is say
I got them from the factory. So I get my Labubus.
Mm.
No, I just play.
Oh my gosh. The eye roll. Can y'all hear the eye roll that I gave him?
Mine was better though. I still can't believe you ran here.
I needed, I hadn't run really all summer. I hadn't worked out either because we were on vacation, stuff like that. And then just, I mean, when you're in the summer, the kids are home and you're just relaxing. And I mean, I have excuses, all sorts of excuses. So I have to get back into my routine. And so this is my third time running this week. But I usually run with a 20 pound weighted vest. It's usually how I run. But I'll do 3 miles.
Is it level 4?
Huh? A level 4?
Yeah.
What's a level 4?
Bulletproof vest.
Nope. Weighted vest, a 20 pound weighted vest.
Yeah, I know it's a weighted vest, but it just, you know, I'm just joking.
Oh.
So people who listen to guns out there and stuff like that, you know, like guns.
Oh my gosh.
Like fishing, hunting.
I am going to like.
So anyways, oy. So when we do go to the coast,
yeah.
Are you gonna actually fish with me?
Huh?
Actually fish with me.
Fish with you?
Yes.
Like wake up super early?
Yeah. You're going to waste my time.
How am I wasting your time if I'm not going?
Well, you're going, but I mean, you're just going to be there like asleep instead of enjoying your time.
But sleeping is enjoying my time.
That's terrible.
No, we'll see. Last time we went to the coast, I got up one morning and went running with our cousin. So I'll probably get up, do that. I think we usually go running like at 7:30. So I really want to be close to the beach because we will run to the beach and run on there. Or last time we drove and it was like 2 minutes drive and then parked and then we ran. So I would like to be close to the beach. Beachfront, please. Maybe a pool or a hot tub.
Okay. I want to catch some crabs. I want to catch crabs.
Okay. So you should catch crabs. Okay. Ba-dum-bum. Well, do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
How do you do that? Honestly, I've never gone to
catch crabs. Well, you have a crab truck right behind me.
You have a what?
A crab trap.
Crab trap?
Yes, crab trap.
Where is it?
Right behind me.
Where?
What do you mean? It's right there.
That black thing?
Yeah.
Mm. And you just, aren't you, I thought they're supposed to have like a gate, or isn't it like a cage?
Yeah, it is.
That looks like a big net.
Yeah, it's a big net and a cage.
Uh-huh.
Same time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, explain it can be made out of metal. I mean,
well, explain to me how that thing works.
Okay, so what you do is that you put in bait. Mm-hmm. And a little bag they have in there, right? Mm-hmm. Then you put in the shrimp. I mean,
hold on. We caught some crab when we were fishing last time under the bridge.
Yeah, those were
blue crabs. I don't want those.
No.
Okay.
I'm trying to get blue crabs.
Okay. I'm okay. I can do a blue crab.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a king crab, but I'll do blue crab.
Well, we don't live there. Yet.
Well, it's not a snow crab then.
Snow crab to you.
We don't live there.
Yet. Okay. You know where they come from?
I have no
idea. Are we going to do this again? Are we going to fact check this again?
I know they come from the ocean.
They come from the ocean?
Like from, let me think. Crabs. Where do they come from? From, from like Florida or from California.
What?
Where do they come from? The ocean. They come from the ocean.
What crabs though?
Okay, snow crab. Because I already know I can get a blue crab there at the coast. At Gulf of Mexico. So where?
Gulf of America.
No. Yeah. Let's not get that twisted. But okay, so where snow crab? Where do I find a snow crab? Snow crab. Yeah. Where can I find one?
Where?
I'm asking you.
I mean, you can buy it from HEB, but no. Where do they come from?
That's what I'm asking you.
They come from like Alaska and like that.
That's north, it?
Yeah, that Pacific type coast.
Uh-huh. What about
king crab too? Alaska in that area.
Okay, what about lobster? Oh, that's like Maine.
It's like Maine.
And Boston.
Actually, you can catch lobster in Florida too at the same time.
Okay. What else? Shrimp
everywhere.
Yes, shrimp is everywhere. Calamari?
Fish everywhere.
Calamari is squid?
Yeah.
Everywhere?
Pretty much.
Okay.
If you can catch them fresh, but I mean, I'm pretty sure you can.
Okay. What else? That's all I know. Where I would like to go back to is Boston. We want to go fishing in Boston on the East Coast.
No.
Why?
Had you said Florida, been okay. Why would you go to Boston?
Because it's gorgeous. It's so pretty. Go all that East Coast route. We took a train from New York to Boston. That was beautiful.
Which is gross, probably.
No, it was. Why? It's a train.
Yeah. Oh, so you took the real train.
Like an actual train.
Not a shitty train.
Not a shitty train. An actual train. Not a subway. We did that. Those are gross. They're not that bad, actually. But the train was comfortable, nice. It was awesome. But that was gorgeous. You see, you go through all those like states. I forgot. I want to say they're like Rhode Island and Connecticut, but I could be completely wrong.
Not too bad.
Okay, see.
Not too bad.
So,
you probably studied that though.
No, I didn't.
I saw your note card right there.
I do not. My only notes are about cats and bears. That's not true.
I'm just lying.
I love you.
She has no note cards.
Hmm? What?
Oh, I want to say hello. Thank you to my lovely wife.
That's staying in. So, trying to think of what else was so funny, that if there was anything that came up this week that was hilarious. I'm trying to think.
No, I'm excited and looking forward to like doing his cousins, like
adult. It's adult cousins.
Cousin adults, yeah. Cousin adults.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, so what about our oldest kids? 22, 23.
Nah, I guess stay here. Take care of the kids. Okay. Take care of the youngins.
Okay.
Yeah.
The little chitlins.
Little chitlins. What did you say? Chitlins? You said chitlins?
I did.
You said chitlins.
I swear to you. Yes, I did. That's just what popped in my mind.
She's racist, guys.
Oh my gosh. I almost said tenders.
You almost said tenders? She said tendies or nuggies.
Oh my God. So next time you're going to run to me?
Oh, hell no.
You said you were going to walk.
Yeah, I can't walk.
You can't or you can?
I can.
So you should walk.
I want to, but I'm probably going to drive. Why the fuck would I walk? I have no reason to do that right now. I mean, I might.
Are you really going to make me walk all the way back home?
Maybe.
I'll sit in the bed.
You took forever. I told you.
First off, I beat the time I was going to even make it in. I beat my own time. And I beat it when I was walking the last three quarters of that last mile. Yay me. Hello? You're going to say yay? Yay.
No. I mean, I beat my time in the vehicle.
You know what I instantly thought of The Office when Steve Carell, when, what's his name? Michael. When Michael, they're running.
Well, Steve Carell.
Yes, yes, yes. But when they're running and they're racing against the speedometer thing. It was like 30. It was like 30.
Did you run by one?
I did. I did. I was like, oh, I better slow down. I'm going 57 miles. And that was downhill. So I believed it.
You know, 57 miles.
Just kidding. It was about 27. I wanted to kind of like record a little bit.
I couldn't because you were too locked into your backpack. Your backpack like suffocating.
I'm glad it locked up on me when I was finishing up. Because I would have to unbuckle it and breathe. And I'm glad I wasn't locked in that thing the whole time. I don't know how I'm going to get it out. I'm not sure. Oy, yay, yay. I just have to buy a new one.
Anyways.
Mm-hmm. Ding.
Just, you're dumb. You're dumb. You're dumb. But back to what I was saying.
Yes. What were you saying?
Glad to. Hopefully this happens.
We can yes. All go. Be so nice. Much fun. Yeah. That is my request. Beach front or near the beach and pool or hot tub. That's not a lot to ask. Are those in the houses that y'all looked at? Because they were in mine. I haven't sent mine.
No, there was one which I like because it has the canal in the back.
Yeah.
Of course, we'll probably be staying up late and still waking up early in the morning. But whoever stays up late, like if they have like if it's a lot of dock, you know.
Yeah.
Can fish it real quick. See, maybe catch some.
Yeah. Are we going to have a contest?
I mean, we can. Y'all going to lose anyway. Look at it.
No, the contest is between me and you.
What contest?
Okay, so the one you always lose at. The two you always lose at.
I don't think I ever lose.
Yeah, you lost this one. You lost last time.
I don't think so.
So go on. I will be the first one to catch the fish. A fish.
You know, it kind of depends on the fish.
No, it doesn't. A fish is a fish.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Now you're going to put stipulations on what my fish is?
Actually, I can because, I mean, if we did that, technically what I could do is let you cast your reel out, right, to wherever you want to, and throw my cast net out and catch a fish on my cast net, pull it in, and I win that fish.
But. I didn't say, yeah, sure. So, okay. It has to be a fishing pole, obviously.
No. Catch a fish.
That's not fair.
What do you mean it's not fair?
So then I'm going to use a net too?
No, we have certain types of fish
you can catch. I'm going to use a net too?
Certain types
of fish. I'm going to use a net.
How are you using it? You can't even throw it.
I am going to use that one right there with the pole, and I'm just going to dip it in the water and hope I get something.
Well, if you can do that before me, then you win, which is not going to happen. But anyways, back to my point.
I can do both.
If you actually want to do that.
I can throw one, hold my rod, and then catch with the net. Two things at once.
For y'all listening to this, I want to apologize to you because she is retarded. That makes no sense.
Stop saying that word.
So, I can't say retarded or racist.
No.
Anyways, you're not. No, we're doing certain fish.
Okay, how about not certain fish? How about a size? Like 5 inches.
That's stupid.
Why? A fish is a fish.
Catching a fish.
You have to catch a fish with a rod. It doesn't matter the bait, if you want to use a lure, if you want to use your shrimp, if you want to use cut bait, I don't care.
No.
Why?
Because you can just fucking catch a fucking croaker or
a whiting, 7 inches.
That's a nice one. No. Because you can still catch.
A fish is a fish, and yeah, it counts.
No. Certain fish count.
Okay, give me an example.
I'll give you three. Three, and that's it. All right?
Okay, yes.
I'm going to give you the easiest one first. Trout, then redfish. Then flounder.
Those are the only three we're allowed to catch? Are reds even running when we go?
Yeah.
And what are we going to be there where they're running?
Hey, you figure it out.
That's not right.
It is right.
Okay, so if
you can follow me wherever I go, but I mean, you can try and do what I'm doing, but it might not happen for you. It might not happen for me too at the same time. I might get skunked, but I'm going to try and be there.
Morning, okay.
Sunrise.
All right. I'll make that bet. You have to tell me the fish. And then I'm going to have to look it up because then you're going to tell me it's wrong when it's probably not. I know what a red is.
I told you three.
I know. Trout, I know what a red is.
Red, flounder.
I know what a flounder is. A flounder is from Ariel, from Little Mermaid.
No, it's not the same fish.
Oh, gosh.
It's not the same fish.
Isn't he a flounder?
No, he's not.
What is he?
He's like a clownfish. No, he's not even.
A clownfish, no, is Nemo.
No, he's something else. He's blue and yellow.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so he's not a flounder. He's not flat. A flounder lays flat with two eyes on top of its head.
What's the story to that? Do you remember? There's a whole story to that.
I heard from my uncle one time. He told me that.
Yes, Dad said the same thing.
That Jesus took a fish, cut it in half, threw it in the water, and the other half became alive. And
yeah,
that's how the flounder came from.
Yeah, that's what Dad said too. Interesting. Well,
why are we throwing religious in there?
I was just asking you the story. Not throwing religion. Oh, done with that.
Done with religion.
No, I'm saying done with that conversation of religion. That's what I'm saying. Going back to the fish. I will agree to that, but it has to be obviously with a rod.
Okay, not fine. With a net. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to do two bets.
What are two bets? What do you mean? It's three. Actually, no, it's just one.
Well, catch what happens three. If you catch one and it's bigger? But I would still win the one that, because I got it first. Or what happens if I get it first and I get the biggest one? I beat you twice.
Okay, I just thought about this. Okay, no, I just thought about this now. Okay, I screwed up. Whoever's out there listening to me and wants to correct me, I messed up right there. Has to be keepers. Keeper trout in slot, keeper redfish in slot, and flounder.
What is that?
They know the flounder.
12 inches? 10 inches? What's the keeper?
Trout is, I believe, 15 and 20, maybe 14 and 20. No, it's 15 and 20. Redfish is 20 and 27. That's a slot. So if you catch 21,
I know, I have to throw it back in.
No, you can keep it.
Oh.
Anything over that, you have to throw it back. Except the trout.
Wait, what?
What do you mean?
Say it again. The slot. Say it again.
A slot.
Okay, say the.
All right, speckled trout.
15. No. Go back to the inches. Go say it again.
15 to 20 inches.
But you said if it's 21, it has to go
back in.
Oh. Yeah. So if it's bigger and I have to throw it back in, then it doesn't count.
No, actually, no, it does count. It does count.
You just said it has to. Okay. So no,
that would count. That definitely count. Counts. Yes.
Okay.
That definitely
well,
counts.
Well, I would say I'll take that bet. I think I can win. I usually beat you.
No, you do not. No, you do not. You're the worst.
And if I don't go, then you win. Even if you don't catch anything.
What do you mean don't go?
Even if I don't go fishing. You like, have to go no, fishing. I am. But if, let's say you go five times because you go morning and then the evening, and I only go three times.
So why don't you just go every time? Tell me you're lazy about telling me you're lazy.
You don't what if go. I want to be in the pool instead of go fishing? What if I want to sleep in what and if, go
what,
fishing?
What if that's like
how is that
conditioning two at the same time, like walking through water? It's like you walking here.
I'm
like,
not getting in the water.
Walking through water?
Who said walking in water? I'm not walking through water.
I'm going to have to.
You, not me. I'm not getting in the water to go fishing.
What do you mean?
Walking in what water? What are you talking about?
It's the coast.
I know that.
So you can't walk through water?
To throw my...
Yes.
No.
I'm why? Not,
no. Like on the shore?
Or in the bay or whatever we have to do?
I'm going to need some rain boots.
Well, fucking buy your whole fucking shit.
I'm going to get suspenders.
Yeah, get suspenders. Please do. God damn, you suck. You're the worst.
You're going to be so mad when
yes,
I show
I'm
up.
Yes, I'm so fucking mad.
When I show up with suspenders because I can go further than you.
I hope you do. Hope you do go further than me.
And you think you're still going to win?
Yes.
Okay. You probably will. Honestly, I'm not that great.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
I try to teach you, but you don't learn. Yeah.
I am very good.
I mean, you couldn't tell the difference between cats and bears. So, how am I going to teach you a knot at that?
Oh, yes. I don't do the knots. Dad's tried showing me. I can't.
It's not hard.
I know. I have a recording of him.
You have a recording? Mm-hmm. And you still can't do it?
Well, I didn't try very hard. I usually tell someone else to do it.
But like, it's like so easy. And it really works.
No, I know it works. I have tried with him showing me. But like in the moment when I absolutely need it, I don't bother trying. I tell someone else to
do it. That makes no sense. You said in the moment when I really need it and I don't do it.
I don't.
What was that? What the fuck was that?
Like, if I'm at the jetties and my line bust, I need to do it. And I don't want to because I don't remember how to do it. I'm not going to pull up the video, so I'm going to have someone else do it.
Have you not done it by yourself without the video?
No. I have not. put it right here because then it makes that noise.
No,
that's why.
No, really. You haven't learned it? Simplest thing in the goddamn, oh my God. Can save your life.
A knot on a fishing line can save my life.
Yes. If you need food.
Oh, what?
Yes. Think about it.
I don't plan on being lost anytime soon to where I'm going to have to rely on the knot for food. Like, I mean, where are you taking me?
Neither do I, but at the same time, like, I can catch food at the same time and teach how to catch food.
I understand that, but again, I'm not going to do I need it? No. I'm going to go to the store to go get the fish.
So you can't. See, that's where you're wrong. You don't know how to catch fish.
I do know how to catch fish.
No, you don't.
Fish.
You suck. You suck.
Jeez. I'm sure people are over this.
No, nobody's over that.
They're over this conversation of fishing. They're going to say, oh my gosh, I have to wait till October to hear what happened.
Not to be a big podcast. Hopefully it works out, everything. Be a good podcast. Of all of us just having a good time. Should work out. I think it'd be a good podcast. Just chilling.
It'll be so much fun. I think we're looking at 10, 11 of us.
No.
Yes.
We need a big place.
I know. I had seen some 5-bedroom, 6-bedroom places. Well.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Pop Mart alerted me.
What?
Pop Mart alerted me.
Pop Mart?
Yeah.
What is that?
I'm trying to get a little boo-boo.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm just playing.
Jeez Louise. Do you do any of that, like, stocks and crypto or anything?
No.
No?
I need to.
You do?
Yeah. Just a little something and something. Yeah. Just a little something. Why not?
Even if it's just a little bit. Because you never know. Something can blow up and then you're good.
It can. And, you know, it could blow up, get the fuck out of there. And then next you know, like, it blows up again. Like, fuck, I got rid of everything. Shit happens.
Yeah, but, or you can be unselfish and be thankful for what you would get and then reinvest.
I guess.
Yes, see?
Rebuild it back up.
Yes.
Why do that? Just keep building. It's a nice night.
It is a nice night.
Yeah, and you gotta run back. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna follow you home in my truck. Make sure you get home safely.
Chata has my location.
What does that have to do with anything?
She has my location.
Sorry.
I'm gonna take all that out because.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Our sister was like, oh, his sneezes are so juicy. They sound so juicy. And I'm like, I know.
What do you mean juicy? Like, what the fuck does that even mean? Like, did you sneeze?
They sound juicy. They sound like they hurt.
No, they don't.
They sound like it. And they're juicy. Like, chew.
What? What the fuck is wrong with you? What? Oh my God, y'all are dumb.
No.
I'm done with y'all. I am done with y'all.
She's not even here. She said she wants to be here next time.
I'll think about it. They'll talk to me. I set up a meeting. Hit my email up.
Guys, we still are waiting for emails. I know it's not easy. It's easier to do social media, but
we are working on things.
We really are. What was I going to say? I was going to say something, but I forgot now. Damn it.
But hopefully we get together and go to the coast. I love that.
Yes, but that's in October. I'm talking about.
What do you have going on?
I was going to say something. I have to take all that shit. And you wonder why it takes me so long to edit because I have to take that out. I have to listen to it because you said it 3 times.
Said it more than that.
I usually will leave it in like 1 time. But then I have to go back and listen.
Well, you should leave it in more.
No.
It's funny.
We don't need people super funny. Thinking that.
It is super funny. You don't listen to like what you say sometimes? Like, I listen to it and I'm like, wow, she just said that.
What do I say that is so offensive? I don't even get offensive. I should be more offensive. I feel like I'm very, very watered down. Give me a subject. I'll tell you what I think. All right. What else are we going to talk about?
Are you stuck at fishing?
Okay, let's get off the fishing topic. We've been on it for a while.
No, I don't think so.
Yes, we have.
Have we?
We're almost at an hour.
We're at an hour?
Yes, only? Almost. Yes, an hour.
Oh, shit. Nice. These suck at striking matches.
This one was stuck together with one of them.
All right, guys, from now on, you're just going to hear my lighter going off because obviously she does not know how to strike a match.
She's
getting another one. She's wasted like four already.
No, I haven't. They're all burned.
No.
They're all burned.
No, those are the ones you were striking. Finally. You done over there? You okay?
Yeah. Ooh, this was on. I didn't want to burn.
I know. It's like a fifth match. Took forever to light it.
Oh, my gosh.
Had a lighter here.
I know.
Yeah. Try to be a tough guy, but you're not.
I like the way it sounds.
It sounds pretty cool.
All right. What else you got? Anything coming up?
Getting together in the next 2 days and, you know, do some content.
I was going to ask you
something. Dude, we should go to the flea market.
Yes, we should.
Yes.
I love that. Have you been?
Yeah.
On a Sunday?
Saturday.
No, you got to go on a Sunday.
Saturday is the one that's popping.
You got to go on a... I haven't been on a Saturday then. What? Okay. I've been to one on a Sunday.
You know what I think? Here's the thing, though. If we do that, we would have to get, like, some type of thing, like, promoting ourselves. And then... What's called? We have to wear the ski mask at the same time. Have to wear a ski mask. So if we go, it's just going to be you and I.
I don't know if I can do that.
You have a good time.
Because we can record and people aren't going to know what we're doing. People aren't going to know who we are. They're just going to see us with microphones talking. We're not going to tell people what flea market we're going to or when we're going.
No, you know what?
So the people around aren't even going to know what we're doing. Yes, promote, I would say. But that's where the stickers come in. I would love to do one. That'd be so much fun.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking about a flea market.
Let me see. We have food. Oh, we can go eat. See, that's what people can give us ideas. Let me see.
You also realize that, like, there's a bunch of recharges at the flea market too, same time, right?
We're not doing video, though.
Oh, no, we're not.
We're not doing a video. No, that's what I'm saying. All we're doing is going to be talking. People aren't going to know
people are going to share microphones.
So what? People are recording all the time. They have all their stuff on. Some people may not even hide it. They probably hold their microphones. That's not a big deal.
Figure it out.
Gosh. Okay. Well, I think we're all caught up for this week, right?
No. I mean, we can go to the mall too, same time.
The mall?
What are you doing tomorrow?
I'm going to work.
What?
I work. Tomorrow? Yeah, I'm going to work for a little bit. Do you work? Because you told me you wanted to be done early today.
Yeah.
And then you said, I can record again because I have all weekend.
Yeah.
Well, we can do something tomorrow.
We can do something tomorrow.
We can let me know.
All right. Actually, we can do something early tomorrow. Like,
oh,
probably like around like 5.
That's what I forgot to ask you. How come you didn't go to brunch on the first day of school?
I'm asleep.
I went by myself too.
I'm asleep.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I did everything. Took her to school. The other one came downstairs and they were gone. I was like, all right, cool. Going back upstairs. Go to bed.
Yeah. No, it was
no,
good.
I got to pick her up, though. Every fucking time.
Good?
Sure. No, not good. I don't know. I don't know if there's a bus around here that she can get on.
No, but if you're available to pick her up, why wouldn't you pick her up? If mom was able to pick us up, then...
Dropping her off and picking her up is the worst thing in the fucking world.
I know that. I know that.
Yeah, you don't know that now.
I do know that.
Not anymore.
Yes, I do. I have to drop X off in the morning, and he's in 11th grade. He's not driving right now. Oh. Sometimes he wants to go early, which saves me on the traffic in, like, in the school parking lot. But on the highway, it's the worst.
No, I was thinking of...
Elementary?
No, I was thinking of Jay.
What about him?
No, I was thinking of her. Never mind.
Huh?
Never mind.
Who is Jay?
What the fuck?
I'm so confused.
I don't know why you're confused.
Well, you
know, hopefully she edits this and she'll get it.
Well, if I edit it, it's out. I'm not hearing it again.
No, she's going to hear it.
I will hear
it. I'll talk to her.
All right. Well, okay. I think that's a good place to stop.
We can keep going. Freestyling.
Freestyle.
Freestyle king.
Yeah. All right. Well, tomorrow we are going to, well, this weekend, we're going to try to meet up again.
So no, we're meeting up the next 2 days.
Yes, we have the entire weekend to meet up.
Yeah.
Yes. You work tomorrow, you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Afterwards, when I get out, you're off, right?
No, I literally said I work tomorrow. And you said, you work tomorrow?
What time you get up?
I don't know. I kind of get out whenever I want. I try not to stay any later than 3
or 4. All right, so 4 o'clock.
No, it depends on what's going on.
That's what's going on. 4 o'clock.
No, I'm... I have to come home. You know, I have people at home that I have to attend to first. I can't just go to work, then come over here, and then. So, but maybe tomorrow, because I might. Yes, maybe tomorrow. I won't run. I will be too sore to run. So I won't run.
I don't know why you ran in the first place.
Because it's good exercise. I told you on Wednesdays.
We could have done a lot longer. But no, you had to run here. You had to run around in a circle looking like a fool. I was like, what the fuck is she doing?
I didn't run in a circle.
Yes, you did. You ran in a circle.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
A circle is if I went, just stayed in the cul-de-sac. I went around through the cul-de-sac, went straight up, made a straight line.
No, you did.
I didn't go around and then came straight back around the cul-de-sac.
Nope. I saw you a couple times.
Yes. I was trying to get that, finish the mile.
You could have run straight. And you didn't. You decided to run around like a crazy. So what the fuck is she doing?
But I'm going to get more steps in if I go actually around instead of going straight. I would have to go. You get more steps
in when you leave.
Shut the fuck up. Oh, golly. All right. We're going to get together this weekend.
Yeah. I'm not taking her home Tuesday and Friday.
All right. Well,
she's walking.
Guys, I have to walk. I have a good 5 mile walk.
Run. 5 mile run.
No, I'm not going to finish the last half, the last three quarters of the mile. So I have 4 miles and 4.25. Whatever.
I'll follow her, guys. Make sure she gets home safe.
I'll follow Pray her. For me. Just kidding. I'll be fine. All right, guys. Well, we will see you. We won't see you. We will talk to you later. Are we going to talk to them?
Yeah.
All right.
Let us know what y'all think.
Yes, please email us. You can also leave a review on Apple. Like, you can put 5 stars. Let's start with the 5 stars. 5 stars, and then you can leave us a review, you know, and you can say how dumb my brother is. And that would be amazing. And if you can share the podcast and like, yes. So, all right. You ready to go?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I look stupid now.
Oh, what's new?
All right.
All right.
Love you.
Okay, love you too.
Bye.
Bye.